the rest of the story. Francis Hopkinson was a civil servant, drawing a regular salary. Of course, he knew that, but still he had tackled and completed government projects above and beyond his duties as treasurer of loans and had accomplished them in his spare time. And it seemed to Francis that he ought to be compensated accordingly. He did not even ask for more money in his letter to superiors, but he said he would gladly accept a gift of some kind, perhaps a quarter cask of wine as a token of the government's gratitude. A quarter cask of wine? What kind of bureaucrat was this Francis Hopkinson? Or for that matter, what kind of a businessman? Well, the answer is, he was not much of either. Old Francis was certainly aimed in those directions. The son of a prominent lawyer, he was sent to the finest schools, encouraged to establish his own law practice, which he did, urged into politics, which led to minor offices in Delaware and New Jersey, and eventually a seat in the Second Continental Congress. What would Francis have preferred to do with his life? He'd rather have been an artist. All the while that he was half-heartedly lawyering and politicking, he was winning acclaim as a composer, a poet, an essayist, even a portraitist. Francis Hopkinson, you're saying to yourself? Oh, yes, yes, you've heard that name before. You've even seen his signature. For at the dawning of the American Revolution, he signed the Declaration of Independence. And then he went on to write pamphlets and poems promoting the colonists' cause. Well, that brings us to where you met him, working for the Treasury Board in 1780, unsuccessfully beseeching a little booze in exchange for his extracurricular achievements. Autumn of 1789, President Washington appointed Francis the first federal judge for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Thus honored, he would never again have to press for compensation or recognition in the matter of the aforementioned government projects. Matter of fact, in a little over a year and a half, he was dead. So if there is a moral to this story, maybe it's this. Get paid. Get paid. For if Francis Hopkinson, as treasurer of loans, had only been reimbursed for his artistry, for he had designed continental currency, he had designed the seal for our Treasury Board, he had designed the seal for the Admiralty Board, he had designed the great seal for the United States. If only he'd received a little bit of the money which he had designed for what he calls those labors of fancy, school children might be celebrating his creations to this day. But higher-ups concluded that his government salary was sufficient remuneration, and so he was denied that which would have signified official recognition for his accomplishments, including this one. The flag of the United States of America. That's right. Among Francis Hopkinson's labors of fancy was his design for the United States naval flag, which became our national flag, our stars and stripes, forever. And yet, because a Philadelphia seamstress named Betsy Ross did get paid £14.12 and tuppence for sewing the flag Hopkinson had created, it's she whom history reveres, despite the rest of the story.